today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
Time for Tech Talk, brought to you by Vacuuman Furnace and Duct Cleaning, and we bring in once again Adam Oldfield, president of FPM3 Marketing. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing extremely well, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Have you been able to trademark your mouth guard electronic device?
It's funny you say that. I have already instituted a couple discussions.
Sweet.
I'm looking at some solutions, and I am excited to share that it is only a matter of time until you'll be sticking one of these in your mouth. An authentic Adam mouth guard, super smart grinding app that will track how hard you grind, how angry you become. It's revolutionary. I'm excited to get this off the ground, but I'm still in the R&D stage, right? So it's coming though.
Hashtag can't wait. Listen, let's dive into Tech Talk today. Facebook's Beyond Virtual Reality device. This sounds pretty interesting.
This week is, or I should say next week actually, is going to be the official announcement. And it was rumored in 2019 that Facebook was going to be launching their own smart glasses. Now, not only launching it, they're very wise to do this because they're labeling it under Ray-Bans. So their comment about the new smart glasses, smart glasses have been around for a while with Google glasses. And then we saw that Apple's kind of coming out and Snap has their own version. But rumor has it that Facebook Ray-Bans are going to be very stylish. So they're not going to look so geeky or nerdy, and you'll be able to wear them in a stylish way. In addition, that their development is going to be a little unique in the form of Facebook launched a lot of their competition against Clubhouse, where audio. So these glasses are not going to be so much augmented reality, but going to be more in an audio control. So think of it as an Alexa or a Google Assistant. Maybe I'm downplaying it because they're coming out in a week. They're gonna have a little bit of a augmented reality, but they're really downplaying that. And this is the next evolution of what they're talking about in technology is smart glasses. Where are smart glasses going, and what are they intended to really develop for the future? So Facebook is really sticking to this hardware because we obviously see they're starting to get stifled with a lot of the Senate and their privacy issues. So we know the glasses are coming out. Next year, they've announced they're going to come out with their own watch. And it's going to be very advanced. So the glasses will link with the Facebook watch, and it will give all that data that you used to type and upload will now be naturally given to Facebook. You no longer have to give anything of your own merit, Rick. You can now just let the devices watch where you go, track what you do, track your body temperature. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing for Facebook or not.
Well, I'm scared. We have an update notice from Apple that people may have seen on their phones or iPods, and you're suggesting that we should install this ASAP.
I'm not going to suggest it. I am going to mandate it. This is almost like one of those announcements that is like a public service warning where there should be like sounds lighting up across the media. There should be that crazy, weird announcement on every cell phone that is an Apple. You need, not should, need to update your iPad, your iPhone, and your desktop. And Rick, I can tell you, I talk to a lot of people and I'll get these sometimes calls or emails. Hey, Adam, I got this update, but you know, I'm really busy. And is it really important? This is one of those ones you can't pass up, folks. This is so important. And the reason is many, many Apple computers and iPhones and iPads have been exploited. So under the latest operating system that came out, there's a massive vulnerability to it, meaning that hackers can easily access your phone. They can access your computer. We know what malware and ransomware is. So if you want to avoid it, this is a public service announcement on Tech Talk provided by Adam Oldfield to support. You need to spend that 25 to 30 minutes to upgrade your computer.
All right. Sounds good. We know that the global chip shortage has really affected the auto industry. Now it's about to tackle the smartphone sector.
Yeah, this has already been impacting the smartphone sector, but on the smaller phones. So on the LG no longer is making smartphones, but ZTEs. The one thing Samsung and Apple have done well is they order in mass volumes, like a billion versions of microchips. However, we are now moving into a second year, the next generation of new smartphones coming out. And this was one of the announcements Apple made recently in their annual report, was that they're going to possibly have a shortage. Of course, that hurt their stock market. Everything got a little ruffled. But the point was, we saw in the automotive industry, there's a lot of vehicles that are unavailable right now because of the global shortage. And this all stemmed from COVID. A lot of people were doubling up and buying a lot of electronics. Therefore, microchips were not accessible. So get ready, because these announcements of these phones we're hearing about may be longer to launch due to the fact that there's not enough microchips to be able to substantiate them being made. That's the biggest problem.
Smart curtains. I never thought I'd say the two words together.
This is revolutionary. I have to say this, Rick, with a bit of there's a little tingle in my gut when I saw this. And I love tech, as I say, and this is why I do the show. But this one is called SwitchBot Curtain. Now, it's an inexpensive way to be able to have your curtains open and closed. It's an app on your phone. You can easily schedule the curtains to open at a time, close at a certain time. They even have the ability, get this, Rick, with the proper music in the background, knows that when a little Barry White comes on, it just closes nice and slow. So it's got a moment. It's got a lot of these smart aspects. But if you're just tired of getting up and closing the curtains because the sun's too bright, or you just want to close them at the end of the day, you're in a condo, this is now available, folks, on Amazon. It's called SwitchBot Curtain, and it is completely remote and smart.
Perfectly for those who are lazy and just can't get up off the couch. And to that end, there's a new way to wash your clothes as well.
You know what? This one isn't really tech, but I had to share it because, you know, one of the things I get is I love, by the way, if anyone's listening and you do want to reach out, I am open to comments. You can go to adamoldfield.com. And one of the ones I got last week, Rick, was, you always talk about what's going on. Don't you have anything that's helping the environment, because technology isn't helping? Anyway, I'm going to highlight a product, not so much technology as it is environmentally innovative. So if you're living in a condo, you're living in an apartment, or say you travel, there is a hand, it's actually the size of a cooler, and it's called Gentle Washer. Now, it's not revolutionary with technology. It's not smart. Isn't going to connect to your phone. But I thought this was really, really handy, because it's reminded me of the pioneer days where you would get the scrub board and you would, like, you know, I remember a school trip doing this, and they would like scrub the clothes and show how they're washing the clothes of the pioneer days. This is almost the same thing, except it's now 2021, and it's Gentle Washer. Sits on your counter. You fill it with water, put a little detergent in, and you spin it manually. You have to actually spin it, and you rotate it for 5 minutes. Your clothes and delicates are washed. Then you spin it for 2 minutes, and it will then give it a spin cycle. But it can do 12 t-shirts, 8 dresses. A great solution to save money. And one of the reasons I bring this up as well is, not only is it environmentally friendly, it only uses like 5 gallons of water, but zero electricity is required. And from what I've heard in Hamilton these days, the cost of going to a laundromat can cost you $20 a load. So it's cost savings as well. So innovative, not so much technological, Rick.
You're listening to Tech Talk, brought to you by Vacuum and Furnace and Duct Cleaning. Rick Samprin in studio with Adam Oldfield, president of FPM3 Marketing. You're listening to The Bill Kelly Show, 980 CFPL London, 900 CHML Hamilton. Bad news for those who own an Amazon Kindle.
Bad news for anyone that owns an old cell phone. If you haven't upgraded your cell phone, and many people still haven't, this is not only isolated to the Amazon Kindle, but many, many older cell phones. So the cellular connection is about to change. And this is primarily across the board in North America. We are losing 2G technology and 3G. So they're going to phase it out as we're now really migrating into 4G, 5G is now coming out. So if you have an Amazon Kindle, Amazon has just sent out a note. Might have went into your spam mail or otherwise, but they basically said your Kindle is no longer going to be capable of operating. So it's going to become a brick, more or less. And the main reason, unless the book is downloaded and you want to read it over and over again, but the main reason is that all this old technology no longer can connect with the cellular connection. So if your Kindle is Wi-Fi, it still could work, but many people still depend on the cellular connections. So in addition to that, if you have an older cell phone, this is going to be a problem, probably in the next, maybe longer in Canada, but within 5 years, your cell phone won't even be able to connect to the network.
Well, maybe you can donate to Olympic organizers. I don't know if you heard the story earlier today that the Tokyo 2020 Olympic medals are made from harvested old cell phones, gold, silver, and bronze harvested from those old devices to make 5,000 medals, which is crazy. From that, we go to sugar dating. I mean, not my kind of thing, but apparently it's happening.
It is a it's a big thing on Google and on Google Play stores, but Google has officially said two things. They're making an announcement. Sugar dating, by the way, just to be clear, this is where wealthy individuals can list on their date. It's a dating app. And you would go on and basically become a sugar daddy. So if you wanted to get listed, and I didn't realize this, Rick, but there's a lot of sugar dating apps on the Play Store. So I didn't know this, nor I guess I didn't know it even existed, but Google has announced they're shutting them down. There is no more sugar daddy, sugar dating apps that are going to be accessible online. In addition, they are also going to be removing any app that has not been updated in a year. That's really big news. That's big news for a lot of reasons. One, a lot of startups that develop an app, put it online, or a small business, put an app online. This is a major concern. So if you hear of an app that you've used or you tried, it's probably going to be removed if it hasn't been updated in a year from now.
There's some new news surrounding Apple's biometric authentication. What's happening here?
This is something I know many Apple users are going to be super excited about. And that is when the touchscreen in the phone itself, there is a patent dispute and there's a bit of an argument. I won't get into the legalities of it all, but Apple won the patent back of allowing them to have touch ID or face ID, but it's going to be built directly into the screen itself, meaning that front facing camera screen will allow them to be able to unlock their phone and be able to get access to it. This was one of those things that was, I know, missed with the upgrades of Apple, and they're going to now integrate it with in-screen touch and face ID. Another side note to this as well is Apple has made the announcement that they're going to be coming out with their phones coming out with titanium. This is big news. One, because it's lighter, it's stronger. However, it's got a real issue with regards to fingerprints. And I don't know what it is about me, Rick, but man, I am an oily fingerprint kind of guy. So every time, you know, I even with my phones, it's just like I'm wiping canola oil all over my phone every time I try to dial someone. So this is good news that Apple users pretty soon will have a phone that maybe can address that concern.
I remember playing Duck, Duck, Goose in school, but we have some news about Duck, Duck, Go. What's this?
You know what? DuckDuckGo has been around for a few years, and it's one of those kind of got its announcement due to the fact that they don't track any of your search queries. Bing, Yahoo, Google all look at what you search for as data information for advertising. Well, DuckDuckGo is about to get a little more popular due to the fact that they have been profitable without doing any advertising. So the privacy element is going to continue to maintain, but I wanted to bring this out that if you're very concerned with regards to your search needs, you may want to look at DuckDuckGo, not DuckDuckGoose, but DuckDuckGo. And I have to share that the search results are very mixed. And this may, I've used it a couple times, Rick, and I can't tell you how many times I just get frustrated and go, forget it. I'm going back to Google. I just want them to know I'm looking for a pizza shop, or I'm looking for what's the best pizza place around me. And I'm getting everything from New York City deep dish to, you know, Chicago deep dish, and I'm thinking, I don't think they deliver to Canada, nor could they cross the border. So anyway, great privacy search engine, DuckDuckGo. If you're very concerned, that is a good option for you to consider.
We're chatting with Adam Oldfield, president of FPM3 Marketing, and it's Tech Talk brought to you by Vacuum and Furnace and Duck Cleaning, and sort of a name change for Alexa.
Well, you know what? Alexa's been around. It's kind of like baby names, Rick. You know how every time they come up with new names all the time, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, that name's been around a while. Well, if you're tired of calling Alexa or getting your Amazon Echo by addressing Alexa, you can now update it. They've had different voices you could use. However, now you can use the word Ziggy. So Amazon is now including, there's now Alexa, and now you can use the option of Ziggy. So you can also alter your wake word. So you can now update your wake word, which may or may not be appropriate, I won't say on radio, with regards to what you can use to call up your Ziggy device, but you can now change your wake up word. In addition to, you don't have to use Alexa anymore. I think Ziggy is a lot easier for many languages and different cultures to say than Alexa.
Interesting. Earlier in the show, we talked about smart curtains. We will end with smart t-shirt.
Well, this t-shirt is really cool. It's developed with ZTE, which is a Chinese Android developer. They make a lot of televisions and otherwise, but they've launched a t-shirt, which is actually made in Italy, but the technology has a bit of a Chinese background, but it's got a smart tag, and this smart tag is going to work on a 5G network to help monitor your vitals. So Rick, where this is becoming very handy is, say, for example, the healthcare area where, you know, you don't have to have tubes and cables connected to your fingers or an IV connected to keep a track of your cholesterol or your heart levels or your heart rate. And otherwise, this t-shirt with 5G connect technology can be able to monitor everything from glucose levels to insulin, all of the elements that are needed in real time, and can be monitored by either a doctor that is miles away or across a continent. So this shirt is actually to a degree that you could get a doctor in another country to be able to monitor your health vitals just by wearing this shirt.
That is very cool, giving new meaning to medic alerts. Adam, thanks for the time today. Enjoy your long weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, Rick. Take care.
You too. Adam Oldfield is the president of FPM3 Marketing. This has been Tech Talk, brought to you by Vacuum and Furnace and Duck Cleaning.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.